Anders, yes. Let's start by setting the scene. Give me a bit of a overview of the Micronic family, the kind of entirety of the business.
Absolutely. So in the Micronic group of companies and businesses, we serve different type of applications, different niches, all in the electronics manufacturing industry. But we do everything from die bonding to pick and place equipment, to adhesive equipment, mask writers for the semicon industry, mask writers for the display industry. So we want to be present everywhere where there is an underlying growth, when there is some kind of some niche. Where we really can make a difference for our customers. So.
Yeah, when you look at it through across all those broad range of industries and technologies, what is it that they have in common that you feel is kind of Micronic DNA, if you like?
Yes, and there are a few things. One is that innovation is really, really important to us. We spend more or less 15% of revenue on the product development all the time, and that's all across all the different divisions, the same thing. We want to participate with technology, which makes a difference. We want to be number one in every niche where we play in. That's the ambition. And we are in a few places, but not everywhere yet. And also we see that we have a big opportunity to contribute to the customer's objectives, really, by kind of making it possible for them to take the next step in their kind of innovation in the products they want to do.
Yeah, when I look at what you've done in the past, I see you as one of those very brave companies in terms of technology that has taken on things like the printing of dot matrix printing of screens and done things a little bit differently. Would you say that's one of the things that sets you apart?
Yeah, that's a good observation. I think that's really, and it's I think the reason why it is like that is very much because we do it normally together with the customers. So we don't try to innovate and then figure out who should buy it. Really. Try really to be a few steps ahead and see what is our customers' challenges and opportunities, and how can we support them in reaching them or making them happen. So that's
So being aligned with customers, obviously hugely important. What are the customers asking you for now? I look at the EMS industry in particular. We're seeing some reshoring to Europe and high cost environments, so we have to work hard on efficiency. There are talent issues. There are all kinds of things going on. What are the customers saying? You need to do this for us, Anders, because that's where we're going next.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there are a lot of trends right now. And one of them, which we appreciate a lot, is the sustainability trend, actually. So it's it's more and more customers asking for especially energy efficient solutions. Some of our equipment takes a lot of electricity. And it's many times the biggest cost of operation. Which is that, and in the past we could only sell energy efficient solution if it was justified by a business case. There was a return, but recently we have got many orders when actually it doesn't make sense to invest in it, but they do it for sustainability reasons. And I think that's a change that is quite new.
And that's an important one. That's really good to hear, because you know, I look at the reshoring trend, for example, and the thing that excites me about that is shorter supply chains and the sustainable element of that. When you look at your role in that sustainability, you know, whether you're scope 2 or scope 3 in that process, what is it just about energy, or is it about the way you manufacture your equipment, the way you ship your equipment around the world? What is it that you're able to achieve?
Yeah, very good question. It's of course everything of that. Our biggest impact is in scope 3, the use of products. So that's where we have the biggest opportunity or the biggest possibility to make a difference. And we want to do that by innovation. And it's not only energy. I mean, energy is a big part, of course, for some of the equipment. But also like speed. Can we produce more in the same time? It's also more sustainable. Can we have less waste? Mm-hmm. We take out solar jet printers. They don't create any waste of solar paste or anything like that. So that's also good for the environment. As well as creating less scrap and having higher yields. So it's a lot about everything. Then, of course, we have a responsibility as a manufacturer to also have control and reduce our own emissions. For us, it's very much about transportation. So can we be smarter in transportation, in the way we travel as well, in the way we use energy in our premises. And so we work very much on that side as well.
And I'm curious, you know, when I look at that, what the kind of reporting structure is and how you're able to regularly report the improvements you're making. Are customers demanding that kind of visibility in terms of reporting data to them?
Not yet customers, but especially in Europe, there's a lot of regulations coming in right now. We have the CSRD, which is mandatory, where we need to report exactly the same way as we need to report financial numbers. We need to report sustainability numbers and metrics and have plans for improvement, setting targets, and so on. We have also, in addition to that, joined the Science Based Target Initiative, which is a little bit of the same, but even more formalized, and so on, where we make a commitment to reduce CO2 both from our own operations, but also from use of products. So
when we look at other big trends, one of the other big trends that I see challenging EMS companies in particular, but all manufacturers, is the issue of talent. So if I was talking to a Micronic, I'd want to know, how can I manage all of your equipment with less people? How can you help me develop that automation, not so I can replace people, but so I can grow with the team I have? Yeah. How do you help on that one?
Yeah, exactly like you said. I think what we're doing, and we see that in every new product launch, is more and more intelligence. There's more and more automatic adjustment, error-proofing, things like that. And, of course, also more automation around equipment. So not only in the equipment, but also the way material comes to the machine, the way boards are handled, and so on. So that is definitely helping.
Yeah. And any other big trends you're seeing in the industry for next year? There seems to be a little bit of economic nervousness, and we're obviously in a very difficult geopolitical environment. What do you see as other big trends coming through?
I think you're right, absolutely. We see everyone is a little bit hesitating and see what's coming up. The reshoring is a trend that has been there for some time, and I think that will continue for some time. It means that most likely speed is maybe not the main thing, but more productivity, like total equipment efficiency or total operational efficiency, and I think we can contribute quite much to that as well.
Yeah, I think it's interesting. I think 12 months ago, Mark Zuckerberg at Meta was talking about the year of efficiency. I feel that we're going to have that year maybe next year in the electronics space. It feels like efficiency, quality, reduction in waste is going to be really key to moving forward rather than just scaling capacity.
Yeah, absolutely. I think you're absolutely right. We see that. I think also we will see in some areas there are a lot of newcomers as well. If you go in the very advanced electronic side, like semiconductor and so on, we have a lot of initiatives where Europe want to be less dependent on others, US want to be less dependent on others. It will mean new places, new premises, newcomers coming into the industry. And China do the same as well. So,
it's not like things are changing there. You need to be in China for China as well as for the rest of the world. Anders, absolute pleasure to chat to you. Really nice to kind of understand the DNA and what makes Micronic tick. Pleasure to talk. Let's talk again soon. Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you.